You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH. We doubled on each other. That's weird, according to the dashboard. Good morning, Anthony. W8RCY.
Morning, Donald.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I knew she was going to pop in there and make that announcement. That's why I waited. Yeah, Monday morning, I've got Starbucks, 32 ounces of espresso enlightenment, I guess you could call it. But I still don't have any motivation.
Yep, you know what is motivating, though, is that it is 6:30 and it's light out, and it was light at 6 when I was getting ready, so that is very encouraging. We've turned the corner.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Before my mobility conditions have gotten a little bit gone downhill a little bit sometimes, I would be out of it like this at 5:45 in the morning. It would be just light enough, daylight. I mean, yes, we have a lighted parking lot, but I mean, where you can actually see what's out here at about 5:45 in the morning, and I crank off about, you know, probably about 5 or 6 laps around the perimeter of the campus and get that in. And I'm going to be doing that starting next week. I got to get back into walking. We have a fitness center, and we have treadmills and everything like that, and all of our equipment's been updated. Our equipment's been updated twice since 2020. So part of it was because of COVID. We shut the place down, and everything kind of, like, dry-rotted, so they had to bring in all new equipment again. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully my allergies, which have seemed to have subsided a bit, won't be a problem. But starting about a week from today, I'll be out there at about 5:45, trying to get some laps in.
Very cool. Yeah, you said allergies and made me remember that I forgot to take my allergy pill, but I've been pretty lucky so far. They have not been bad. Just moderate congestion, but nothing too wild. I'm not looking forward to the next, you know, 4 weeks or so, but we'll see. It's been not too bad so far.
Leaving a break in case anybody else is up. Apparently not. As you come up the Quinder, the first traffic light you hit there is Parkway Circle or whatever it is, and my campus is like just off to your left behind the strip mall or little storefronts there. But between the hospital campus and my senior campus, sitting way back is a massive field. And in that field, there's any kind and every kind of allergen, pollen, probably a marijuana plant or two, but something. There's just everything back there. And with my windows being open and facing the southwest, the wind coming in from the southwest, and overlooking that field back here, I've had a very rough 2 weeks. And not even the rain has helped. The rain that we've had over the last 2 weeks, you'd think it would wash it out? No. But it's just getting worse. But I know when the trees start to bud, which they are, I'm going to lose some of my signal because it's going to be a wall of just trees, and I won't even be able to see Detroit anymore from my vantage point.
Yep, everything changes when those leaves get on the trees. I'm actually, you say that, and I'm a bit concerned about some of the antennas I have up for the radios in my garage. They're just up in my attic, and I hope they continue to be strong, because I like having mobile units in my garage, but don't have enough antennas on the roof, so I just have antennas in the garage on metal things, you know. Hopefully they stay pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Joe, late Joe, ZYQ, he had that, whatever he had in a condominium in the roof, and he had it up in the attic there, and I remember how good his signal was. So it's just a matter of where you are in relationship to the repeater, you know. So, I mean, you've always sounded good from what I've heard you from your QTH out there. So definitely, you got it good over there. Speaking of QTH, have you heard anything much on that new repeater over there in your neighborhood? I was listening to the other day, and he was talking to Vicky from the East Coast Reflector, and it's like the two of them are talking. She lives there. I didn't know that she lives in Michigan, but she's down by the Toledo border. But they were, like, talking back and forth like they were, like, right next to me in my own living room, and I'm just sitting there, like, listening to the conversation. It was just an amazing sounding repeater that he's got over there, for sure.
Yeah, I talked to Sean last week a little bit about it, and he's got a immediate site that he's thinking about utilizing, but it would fill my needs, we think, but it doesn't necessarily fill his needs. So, he is still working on it. It'll happen when it happens. Like everyone, we've all figured out solutions. I have nodes and all that stuff. It just would be real fun to be able to be in HT range of one of the FBI repeaters from my house. Obviously, mobiles work fine.
It was game-changing.
Good morning, Dakota. I'll let you jump in, and I'll take it after you, sir. W8RCY.
Morning, guys. I'm actually pulling in the gas station. I'll be right back, so go ahead, Donald, at ADBF.
Yeah, I should have known better. Gas stations are more important than radio chatter, that's for sure. Anyway, yeah, but, I mean, look at me. I mean, I've got height over anything else, and my base station's back in Wally's hands again for some minor tweaking that was overlooked. But these things happen. But anyway, I can hit. My HTs are 5 watts and 8 watts capable, plus I also have a node, and I'm talking on a node today with 1 watt through the Warren repeater, which is about 5 miles east of me here at down at 12 and Hoover and area. But, yeah, it's just, with HT you can get away with a lot if you got a node and things like that. But the one advantage I have, though, is height, and I'm about, if I stand on my balcony and I hold my mic shoulder high, chest high, face, mouth high, whatever you want to call it, it's held at about 90 feet. So, there's only one place I can go is up 10 feet, gain 10 feet, but I don't have a balcony. The 10th or the 9th floor does not have a balcony. So, but I can still see the Detroit skyline, and it still won't get me above the trees.
Your base station is done.
I thank you. I appreciate you. And when you get it back to me or to Sean or somebody, I would truly appreciate it as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll get it to him today. I get a dentist appointment at 9:30. That's probably going to take a little bit of time, but he should have it by noon.
I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,001. No rush getting it back to me. You know how patient I am. So, again, my sister's middle name is Patience, and I'm the one with all the patience. So go figure. All right, let's see if Anthony's still with us.
Oh, I'm still around. I am running behind this morning, so I'm still 13 minutes out from the office. I like to be there about now.
Oh, you.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, you. Let's see, I'm just jumping in, so I don't know what's going on here. But was that Greg that said I'm back? Go ahead and take it. I heard Wally and Donald, so I don't know all the lay of the land. Count me in. Well, you've got all the players named, but we just have no order, so let's start with Sean and go from there. Anthony, Dakota, Wally, me, Sean, does that sound good?
Sounds good. Yeah, we didn't really have much of a topic going. It's kind of been all over the place, so I'll throw it over to Dakota. Sounds like he's back out of the gas station. We'll keep it going.
Morning, guys. Yeah, just jumping back in the truck, making my way into work. On some mesh-tastic news, my node is now 12 feet higher than it was, so I don't know if anyone's still screwing around with that, but it's expanding in the area still.
Yes, but does it connect to anybody outside of using an internet connection? That's why I got so frustrated with it. So I just said to heck with it and scratched that project. So that's kind of what I did. WBD, I haven't said that yet this morning. That's all on that one. What else? Oh, Don, I might just give you CPS 1.6, and then you'll be able to write to your radio. You won't have to worry about the permissions and the entitlements. The permissions and the entitlements, I figured out, are in the software, not in the radio itself. I forget. Don, tell me who you said next. I didn't pay attention. Oh, maybe Sean. Or let's go with Don, then Sean. Go ahead. WVD.
I think you okay, Wally. That'll be fine. Like I said, I appreciate and trust what you're doing. So as long as I get the code and I can, download it like I did with the 2.0 thing, that'll be fine. And will this, real quick, before I hand it over to Sean, will this also cover the BHT as well, the 7550E?
Well, we'll know the minute you read it. So it may.
Copy. Thank you. Over to Sean.
Hokey dokey. Oh, man. What was I going to say? I can't even remember now. But I did hear Wally say something about swinging by, so I will be listening for that. I don't have any big things on the agenda for today, pretty much around the shop. Depends. You know, it's always Mondays, right? You go in, you find out. Hey, where's Anthony in this wreck? He's after, I think, didn't it go me? And then I think it went Donald and then Anthony, but now it's going to go Donald, me, Anthony? Anyhow, so Anthony's next, right? All right. And I have a car question about Volkswagen, but I guess I'll just throw it out there for anybody. Anybody have any experience? What's their thoughts? They got a car that looks intriguing to me. But no need to dwell on it, just somebody has some experience with their products. Anthony?
I do not have any experience with their products. I don't know that I have. I used to have a buddy that was big on their diesels, and then that whole situation imploded about, 16 years ago, but yeah, I don't have any experience with Volkswagens. Throw it over to Dakota.
I don't either. I've heard they're a pain in the butt. My buddy was actually telling me about it. He's got a Jetta with like 140,000 on it, and he's had good luck with it, but it's a foreign car, so it's quirky, and maintenance is usually a pain.
I know a guy who knows a guy. Moran Group is very good friends of mine, Sean, so I can connect you with their service director, and you can talk to him, although they've only owned the dealership for a couple months. But if you need to talk to Mike Salisbury, he's very approachable, very nice guy. He'll tell you everything he knows.
My oldest daughter, the doctor, has had a Volkswagen Beetle, Turbo with a manual shift in it. Her husband has had a 3.8-liter little car. I think it's the Golf. It's like a high-performance 3.8-liter RS. And then they've had the Tiguan SUV. Now they both drive Porsches. But they, between the two of them, when they first got married, and they've been married now a little over 10 years, have had nothing but Volkswagens in variety of forms. So I know they've had good luck with them, but they've upgraded since then.
Well, that Tiguan is the one I'm looking at, so looks like it's a variation of what I got. So, although, oddly, you can't get any towing with it, so that's going to, I'm going to have to decide on that. Whatever I get should have at least a minimal amount of towing. That is one thing I like about the Escape. I got the 2-inch hitch, and I could do up to 3,500 pounds. Not a lot, but it's enough for my utility trailer loaded down pretty good. I can load my utility trailer, which weighs about 800 pounds. I can load that, and it can carry up to, I forget how much, but anyhow, it ends up working out just about perfect. I can load that thing up to capacity, and the car would just be able to pull it off. So, and that was the biggest reason I got that, in addition to running my HF antenna and my bike rack. That's what I use the 2-inch hitch for, but I use it for a lot of stuff, so that is kind of important. So if I don't get a car that has it, I'm going to figure out what the hell I'm going to do about all that. Anywho, I've heard good things, but, you know, with your daughter and her husband, son-in-law, are they just leasing? You know, because people have a really good impression of a vehicle, you know, when they're leasing, because the 2 or 3 years they own it, it's got, you know, full service, bumper to bumper. Then you turn it in and get a brand skippy new one. It's kind of hard to, unless you get a real lemon out of the gate, which that doesn't happen too often anymore. It happens, but it doesn't happen that often. But you're going to have a pretty good impression. I used to do that, and I never had any bad cars, right? I had a couple that had to go in for a little thing here or there, but they're all brand new cars. We kept going in for full bumper-to-bumper service. Hell, it wasn't a problem in them. So that's just my thought there. Anthony?
Well, not to change the topic, but to change the topic, I had to just put my sunglasses on at 6:51 a.m., and I know we've all been grinding it out through the winter in the darkness, and it made me very happy to have to put these on. So, over to you, Dakota.
I'll pick it. Maybe get a phone call. Make sure I do have it. Yeah, he must have got something broke at work. My thought on these niche cars, Sean, is that, yes, they are. Most of them are really, really good. They are very niche-y. It limits you to where you can take them and get them repaired properly. You know, like we have a Subaru, very limited where we can take it. It's a good car, everything else like that. But, you know, long-term, if you're looking for a car that, you know, long-term cost of ownership isn't going to bury you, I'm a big fan of sticking with something that is very popular. You know, the pickup trucks, like what Dakota drives around, you know, ran probably a bigger profile, the Ford Escape, you know, things like that. Because, you know, when you have a car that they make millions and millions of them, aftermarket parts are available. Standard Joe's Garage can fix them. You know, everybody knows what's wrong with them. A lot of aftermarket parts are made for them. So, you know, like for the Jeep, the little Jeep, they have a problem with the oil filter housing. You know, and it's a big problem, but you could take it anywhere and you could get the oil filter housing from AutoZone. So, you know, if you can stick to that, you know, But a lot of those niche cars, they are cool. They are super powerful. They're super have a lot of really cool features on them, but you handcuff yourself with repairs. But as far as the quality of the car goes, you know, it is pretty good. Let's see. RCY, go ahead.
Three things, and I already forgot one of them. Sean, you have your Escape. You're happy with it. I get it. Maybe I heard you mention the last time we had the conversation, you brought up the subject of the Edge. That would be, in my opinion, a nice plus one step up from your Escape. I don't know about the towing capacity, but you can get in an all-wheel drive, and it gives you a little more space for more stuff in the back, so on and so forth. That would be my suggestion there. As far as the Volkswagen thing, again, just to wrap that up, my daughter, they have four vehicles between just the two of them. They each drive a Porsche, like I mentioned, but they both have their Volkswagen Beetle turbos because they're five-speed manuals. And I actually had to teach my daughter how to drive a stick, and she loves it. She loves driving a manual. So that's her play car, and that's the car she usually takes to the hospital. And finally, Hondas. I've been around Honda since 1989 and working for them and so on and so forth until I retired. And I could say a lot of good things about Honda, but I could also say a couple of things about them that kind of like irk me. But I've had my fair share of Hondas, and they're very strong and very reliable. Seeing cars come into dealerships with over 300,000 miles, the engines still purr like a kitten. Bodies look like crap, but the engines sound like a kitten. So that's my take. Over to you, sir.
Well, I don't have sunglasses on, but I do got my visor down. I'm driving right into it. I'm on a 16-mile road here. And yeah, I can't remember having to have the visor down on the drive-in. It's been a while. So here we are. And that's a good point, Wally. It's the cost of ownership long term. And I don't know if I'm going to get back into the leasing game next time, or that's all I used to do since about 2000 until this just my last car. I like everything about this car. I should probably reconsider. I thought the cabin was noisy, but I was checking it out yesterday, and it's really not. I got some rattles and stuff when the sound, I got a subwoofer in my car, and when it hits, it rattles a lot of things. I suppose I could figure out and tame those down if I wanted to. I did buy that one, and I got the 7-year bumper-to-bumper Ford warranty with it, so I don't know. I opened the door the other day, and I saw a little bit of rust along the lower inside edge where there was a folded-over seam. I'm like, really? You know, this car is not got 30,000 miles on it, still like 25,000 miles on it. I've got some rust showing up on the bottom edge of the door. It's like, pissed me off. Probably get it taken care of real easy and it won't be an issue, but still, you know, when I saw that, I kind of freaked out. Anthony?
Nobody likes rust. I understand completely. I got, my wife's car is a Explorer, and it's starting to get a little bit of rust on it, but it's low miles, and it runs great, so we're not doing anything about it, but it drives me nuts, so I totally understand. But I just pulled up at the office here. I will catch up with you guys a little later. This is KE8RUH. Everybody have a great day.
Later, Anthony. Yeah, that should be covered, Sean. They'll take care of it, but I agree. It's never done, you know, if it's not right from the factory, the dealer is not going to fix it to that degree either, so I don't blame you.
Connected to CMN Network.
Connected to W8DD. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do, Sean, is would just, I mean, personally, I mean, unless you really got a like about a certain car, you know, the Subaru we got, we tolerate it, and it was pretty much a money thing, And they've been good to us as far as taking care of it and everything else like that. And at the time that we purchased the Subaru, Marion wanted another Jeep. But that was when Jeep did all their stupid moves, got rid of the middle model. You either had to get the real big expensive one, and then they had that little junky-ass Compass, which they tried to convince her was the same as what she had. And then they wanted list price for it, and that was it. And the salesman was trying to say, oh, this is the new Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and it wasn't. So that's how come we ended up with the Subaru, and peer pressure. You know, a lot of guys at our office have got those. And little minor stuff they take care of right away. I mean, we've never had any problems with it, but it is definitely a car that we can't take anywhere else but to them. So, let's see. Donald, I will try to send you a fresh copy of the older software today. And, yes, I do believe it'll work as long as we don't go over 209, which Wally doesn't go over 209. And, Sean, I did say that I have a dentist appointment at 9:30. That's probably going to take an hour. One of my caps popped off that had a pin in it. And I know this guy, he's a perfectionist, so I probably won't see you till about 11. Who's after me? The Donald. Go ahead. WADD.
One thing about Subarus and Hondas, the last set of dealerships I worked at were at Troy Motor Mall, two separate dealerships, Troy Honda and Acura of Troy. I bounced back and forth between the two. But I know there were at least three Honda employees that all drove Subarus, and a majority of them had the WRX Rally version. Because they like it for its quality of four-wheel drive. That's just my little two cents on Subaru from what I've seen. I'm looking at a two-year-old to three-year-old Edge. What else was I looking at? Can't remember what my second choice was, what I'm looking for. And possibly a two- to three-year-old Durango. Not a high-end model, just a normally, you know, because I've driven enough of those in my time with using Enterprise, and I've always liked the Durango. And as far as what Wally says about the Compass, I've had the Compass as well, but it's smaller than the Edge. But there's just me. And Joe's had Grand Cherokees. She likes those, but she just got rid of a Grand Cherokee and for the first time bought a Durango. She's got a 2026. But it's a lease vehicle. She'll have it for the next 2 years. But I was surprised that she got it. And she loves it. She likes it now better than the Grand Cherokee. So those are the options that are out there, in my opinion. And I know sometimes my opinions don't matter, but that was my two cents. I'm going to check out because I got a busy day. So everybody have a wonderful day. Enjoy looking at the sun in the morning, and we'll catch everybody later. All the best. WERCY.
Okay, we'll see you later. Well, I had a Cherokee and a Grand Cherokee. The Cherokee first, and we loved that car. And then we thought if Cherokee is good, then a Grand Cherokee ought to be better, right? It's the Grand Cherokee. Wasn't not so. Didn't like that nearly as much as the Cherokee. Loved the Cherokee. Went in to get a new car just like you, Wally. Don't make it anymore. Compass is the same thing. Drove that thing, took it back, said this thing is nothing like the Cherokee. You can have it. And that's how I ended up in the estate. Anyhow, so that was my story. Anthony, I think, checked out. If not, go ahead. Then Dakota, right?
Yeah, let's see if I got it. Yeah, Marion had the same situation. That's how we ended up with the Subaru. We just drove, but it just felt lightweight, blah, blah, blah. Sean, I can tell you, too, if you're into the Ford family, you know, of cars, when you're looking, the Edge is a much nicer riding car than the Escape. The Escape is a great utility vehicle for, like, what you're using it for, what I'm using it for, you know, things like that, you know, things like that. But, you know, in your future days, if you plan on doing any significant traveling, definitely consider the Edge over the Escape. You know, if you're just going to keep bobbing around town and everything else like that, you know, I think, and it's little, the Escape is a great car. It very, very long-term cost of ownership is very inexpensive. And you can get them in all-wheel drive, blah, 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 everything else like that. But if you guys plan on doing trips, you know, even to like Chicago and stuff like that, the Edge is so much more of a pleasant ride than the Escape. You know, it just, it's over the top. The wheels are significantly bigger, wider. The suspension is significantly nicer. It's definitely probably a full step up in ride quality and grade of a car, and you'll have more dash room for radios. Donald, go ahead. WAB.
One thing about me renting cars is I can, like, do test drives with them, and I've driven, like I said, the everything from a, I've even driven a Hyundai Santa Fe once, and I hated that thing. But, I mean, even this past time when I rented a vehicle, I had the Chevy Equinox, the 2025 Equinox that I took up to the Main Street Grill when we were up there that Sunday, and I had that for the weekend. And for a GM product, that was nice. It was nice. It was overly impressed, but I could not see out of the back of it. The rearview mirror was just a pain in the ass to look out of. Pardon my language. Excuse me, FCC. But it was a pain. And but the ride was nice. It had a nice stance to it. But for me, I would suggest if you're interested in something, check with a rental car company and see if you can get that specific car for the weekend just to test drive. And one last thing I could say about your Escapes to Sean is I don't remember the exact difference in the years between your personal car and your company car, but you should be able to get a nice comparison on long-term use of the two Escapes side by side, the older one company vehicle, newer one, your personal vehicle, to see how well they hold up, because I heard you mention you had some rust on the newer one. So those are things you can do in comparison as well. So either renting or whatever to do a test drive. That's just my suggestion. I got to go. Everybody have a wonderful day. Wally, thank you again. And Sean, we'll talk to you throughout the week. WDRCY.
Well, not saying goodbye. You'll be back. Anyhow, I do like everything about my Escape. It just, I think the cabin's, yeah, I think it's a little noisier than other cars, and that bothers me a bit. But I was checking it out the other day, and it's not really that. So, and that rust bothers me a little. I got to check that out. It could be just a freak little thing. So, I bought it to keep. I mean, I got the 7-year unconditional Ford bumper to bumper on it, you know, with the intention of, you know, at least keeping it that long. So that's a hell of a deal too. That Ford bumper to bumper you can buy from them. It's just factory warranty as long as you want it. You can pick the number of miles, you can pick the number of years, and they give you the exact same warranty that you get, you know, 3-year 36. And you know, it's expensive if you buy it when you buy the car, but if you wait. And buy it within the first year of owning the car, there's a couple of places, one right here in Michigan, that you buy it from, and it's a fraction of the cost from the dealer, and it's really, really worth it. I think I paid, like $600 for seven years. I only needed 70,000 miles because we don't drive this thing that much. So I went 7 years, 70,000 mile, and that was part of the, you know, part of the good. Yeah, I'm really happy with it in every other way, you know. So, I don't know. I started looking for something really quiet. I was looking at like a certified pre-owned Cadillac CT5. You know, I figured that'd have a nice, you know, deadened cabin sound. And you know, and then I said, well, what cars, you know, and that Tiguan. The reason that I'm interested in it is it's got some rave reviews amongst people that are, you know, looking for quiet cabins. So that's. That's the only reason I've been looking at it. So, well. Dakota? I can't add much to this. I just went through it in my head. My last 8 vehicles have been pickup trucks, so I don't have much weigh in on SUVs or anything. We did have a Grand Cherokee that I absolutely hated. It was the loudest thing we've ever driven, and it felt like it was made out of cardboard, but that was a 2020, so then we got rid of that, and I can't remember what we got after that. Maybe the Acadia, which also sucked. Sean, you seem like a Colorado kind of guy. Like, I feel like you do enough stuff active-wise and outdoors and carry enough stuff around that a pickup, small pickup truck would do you well, but it also depends on, you know, how much traveling you do. But I guess the back seat would be the same size as an Escape, so I don't know. That's just my opinion, but I think everyone should drive a pickup because that's what I drive, and that's how my brain works because I like throwing stuff in the bed.
See if I got it. Yeah, the Maverick is also a great truck, too. We've got, I think we got five or six of those in our fleet, and one of them is a hybrid, believe it or not. And they are all-wheel drive, full-size back seat, small pickup box in the back, wide tires, tad noisy, but they're work trucks. We tell them, shut up and drive them, and but zero problems as well. But, yeah, the compromise, Sean, between the Escape and the Edge and, you know, similar vehicles, when you go up to a profile size, there's more insulation in the doors. They do all sorts of things to try to lure the next or the toggle buyer to the next one. So, but, yeah, it just depends. Same thing with the Cadillac, you know. They're full of insulation. They do everything they can to try to make the ride quiet. And I'm with you. I'm at the age where outside noises distract me, especially if I'm talking on the radio. I like everything as quiet as possible inside so I can focus. That's why I got a 20-watt speaker in my little bitty car so I can hear things clearly, and it works out well. But, yeah, take them all, you know, and go rent some of them, too, if you want. It's amazing. I keep telling my son, you know, because now he's in charge of vehicles, you know, if he doesn't want me to retire early, get me one of those pickup trucks. I want to drive one of those around for a while. Not sure who's left. RCY, if you're still there, go ahead. If not, Sean.
Did you hear that? Working?
Yeah.
Warren must have disconnected or something. I keyed up to say, hey, give me a minute. I'm at the gas pumps, and no answer. And then I keyed up again, and I said, anybody hearing me? And did like two or three times. So I switched over here, and now I'm working. So Warren must be disconnected.
You know, I'm on my, not the ground wire, the radio phone.
No, Warren's connected. You just came in and appeared like static. It was weird. Oh, okay. Wasn't sure. So, just pulled up.
Watching the news here on this attempted shooting of the president again.
Did I hear it was like an inside job or something?
I haven't been following it that close, to be honest with you. I'm a news whore, usually during the week, but during the weekend I don't care. I kind of tune out, and I really haven't followed that yet. Dakota, you heard anything?
I briefly watched some of the coverage when it initially happened, and then I don't really pay attention to the news a whole lot either, unless it's something I want to learn about. And then I was watching some other stuff or reading some other stuff where, Jesus Christ, that lady almost just hit me in a school bus, where they were saying that there was a huge lapse in the security. So, yeah, to me that indicates that someone knew something. Secret Service doesn't have a lapse. Well, I don't know. I just, like you guys, I don't watch all that much. So I just thought I heard that somewhere, but you know, you get so much misinformation, you don't know.
Yeah, I think our biggest problem without getting up into a political conversation is all these news agencies, left, right, whatever it is, they've all become so biased, you know. I mean, I just wish that the bias stuff would stop, you know, both sides, you know. Okay, quit, you know, and it's not just what they tell you, it's what they don't tell you. You know, I mean, the things that get eliminated, you know, hey, this guy was from Iran or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that as a talking point. You know, they leave out the things and, you know, because it doesn't fit, you know, their station's MO. That's what bothers me the most about our political culture. Just tell the truth, both sides. You know, let us make our decisions and, you know, quit taking a stance, you know, and that's what really gets me. You know, Joe Biden goes on and fumbles words for 45 seconds and they don't tell us about it, you know, and things like that. That's what grinds me about all of our political culture today. And same thing with Trump. Trump trips down the set of stairs, okay? Some cover it, some don't. Just stop. Just tell us everything, you know. That's what gets me. Dakota?
That's really why I stopped watching the news, because no matter which one you turn on, it's so, so biased. I don't know. Like you said, trying not to get too political here. I think we all know I'm a right-winger here, but I think they're all retarded, and I hate them all equally. But I think CNN is the most far-fetched. I've had conversations with my grandmas who are from the generation of Democrats are good. And they tell me things. I'm like, did you check that at all? Like, for example, when they say that the shooter was a white male and he's black, it's like, do you look at the picture that they post? Do you do any independent research? But anyway, I digress there. That's why I don't watch the news. I hate it. You get no usable information.
Sorry, just transitioned over to the Cisco. So now I got to eat my bagel. So I think I'm going to make this my last. And I'll be around here while y'all, I'll be looking for you in and around that 11 o'clock hour. Whatever, it's no big deal. I don't think I got anything going on. But I just walked in and sat down. Going to get my bagel and coffee for the whistle blows. W8FU.
Okay, I'll call you on Oxcom when I'm done and go from there. And one last comment, and I'll sign out as well. We need to get Walter Cronkite back. Somebody needs to figure out a way to resurrect him. Okay, Dakota, now you can see how old you are. See if you know who Walter Cronkite is. W8BD, clear up yours.
Later, Sean. I've heard the name Wally, but I could not tell you who he is.
Walter Cronkite was the best of the best. And I have a quick question. Could anybody tell me, this K8FBI, is this repeater actually in Detroit or in Warren, Michigan?
The master is in Warren.
So this link here is actually K8FBI. It's actually in Warren, but it says Detroit.
What frequency are you on?
Oh, I'm coming through Echo Link. I was just curious. It says Detroit here on the FBI link here. I'm coming through Echo Link. Call sign is KI4HTA. Kilo India 4 Hotel Tango Alpha.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. When we use the word Detroit, Detroit is just one small city. You know, like when you say Chicago, it encompasses a large area.
geographically, Detroit's just a city, but when you live in the suburbs, Warren, Sterling Heights, things like that, Birmingham, whatever, New Baltimore, and somebody from not around here says, where are you from? You know, if you say, oh, I'm from Sterling Heights, they go, well, where is that? You know, if I'm there, or I'm from Warren, they go, where is that? So usually what most of us say is, you know, for a guy like you, where are you from? We'll say Detroit. And it's kind of a polite way of saying we're from Southeast Michigan, you know, rather than trying to say, oh, my suburb is, you know, 10 miles northeast of Detroit. So Detroit is kind of the big city of all of the small cities. So it's more of a reference point. That's why they say Detroit. But the master repeater is in Warren, and then there's satellites floating around within all of the suburbs of the Detroit area.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm basically, I am from Detroit. I was born and raised, but I haven't been in Detroit since, whew, I left Detroit in the 70s. And, man, I know Detroit has really, really changed, sure have. So, yeah, okay then. I really appreciate that. So now that I know. All right then. And again, I want to say that Walter Cronkite was one of the best newscaster I ever laid eyes on. I love Walter Cronkite. Matter of fact, I go on YouTube and look up some of his links, you know, that's on YouTube, some of the cast, you know, broadcasting he was doing back in the 60s. Of course, I was a little kid during that time, a little toddler when he was the anchorman, you know, so. But still, I like his news.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to CNN Network.
It was also kind of a reference. We got a wide range of amateur radio enthusiasts over here with all sorts of different ages. So some of us knew who he was, and some of us knew he wasn't. I was young at the time, too. I mean, I know my parents used to watch him all the time. I used to know him, and I know him if I see him. I know him when I hear his voice. I know him when they see, you know, old TV shows and things like that, or even newer TV shows when they use him as a reference to the time period. So I know who he is. So very good. Okay, well, welcome to Michigan again, and you're always welcome here, and you take care. I got to get out of here. I got to get dressed. I got to get to the dentist. WABD, clear of tears.
WABB, KF4HTA. Okay, we are, by the way, we're in Tennessee. That's where we're at, right here around Beale Street. Overlooking Beale Street, right downtown Memphis. Okay, it'll be KF4HTA. Have a good morning.
Yeah, go to the Blue Plate Cafe for me and have some eggs and grits. Man, I love that place. Used to travel through there pretty regularly. Well, a couple times a year. Anyhow, yeah, Wally's right. I put down Detroit because, you know, we serve the greater Detroit area. The main repeater in the FBI system, you're really connecting up the FBI system of repeaters. The main repeater in it is in Warren, about 4 miles north of the actual Detroit city. So it's about 4 miles out of Detroit. And then we've got one in Mount Clemens. We've got one in Romeo. And one in West Bloomfield. They're all northern suburbs of Detroit. Now, we are connected regularly to the Central Michigan Network, and there is a repeater right downtown Detroit that you are going out on right now. So there's the network that you're connecting up to here is all over Detroit. So, all right, take care. My call is WAFU, and name is Sean. I got to get to work here.
WAFU. Okay, Mr. Sean, I really appreciate that. Appreciate y'all coming back to me and answering my question. Now I know. And y'all have a good morning, man, a blessed morning. And please don't drink too much coffee. I know we have a lot of coffee drinkers out there. And be KI4, HC, downtown Memphis, Tennessee. And everybody have a blessed morning. Hope that everybody have a blessed morning and everything goes well. That'd be KI4HTA 73.
Yeah, you as well. Take care. Nice hearing you. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Do we have a volume situation going on again?
Was that to me? Hey, Bailey.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Bravo.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU, KPR.
W8RIT.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH. I didn't get your last there, Tom. You want to try again? I don't know if it's you or me. Headache, WRO.
I'm not trying to end Novi, heading home.
Copy that. In Novi, heading home. I got the statewide one with me. You got that, I assume, with you?
Yeah, let me jump over to statewide one. Okay, Joe.
NAWRO, clear.
All right.
Bravo, Papa, Delta. Monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
Is that the code for Birmingham Police Department? W-A-R-C-Y. Query minds want to know.
I don't know that I have enough class to be considered Birmingham material. How you doing this afternoon, Mr. W-8-R-C-Y?
Not much better, considering what I've been going through the last 10 days with my allergies and itchy eyes and everything else. I mean, all this wonderful rain and melted snow has really blossomed the field out back, and I can't really open up the windows to air the place out, even though I still do it. And then my eyes start itching and I start sneezing. I do have prescribed drugs and prescribed eye drops, and they're helping, but still, I would like to, I mean, I do have, sometimes I open up the windows a little bit, but can't open them like I want to, and my eyes are just a wreck. I mean, they're bloodshot, red, dry, and I see the doctor tomorrow about some different eye drops to see if that helps.
Well, I know they say nobody's immune from allergies, but I don't have any that I know of that really affect me. Thank God, because with the grass cutting that I did last week and what I'm going to be doing from now on at the church, yeah, if I was allergic to grass and that sort of stuff, I would be in deep trouble. But, yeah, I don't envy you, and I do sympathize for you.
Well, considering I've been living here 12 years, this is the worst it's ever been. So I figured because of the ground saturation with all the snow and it melting and the ground going soft, all the rain we've had the last, you know, pretty much since the start of the month, this field back here is really going to be full, and the hospital that's next door to me to the south will definitely disappear. The Detroit skyline will probably disappear, and so will my signal, because I can't, you know, with all the foliage, it's just going to knock down my signal. So thankfully I have the node.
Now, I spent 3 days over at the church because on the second day, they took, with the weird fall we had and early winter snowstorm there, snow that we had, didn't get all the leaves up. So they blew them out from underneath every crack and crevice in the cemetery, and I was in a small area for almost 2 hours just grinding up leaves. And, you know, I know some people with allergies that would just send them to the hospital. But, no, all the dust and pollen doesn't seem to bother me too badly. Yeah, I get a case of the sneezes when I'm cutting the grass on the tractor or the zero turn at the church because there's just so much of it. But other than that, no watery eyes, no nothing like that that I have to take a pill for. Thank you. Guy's gonna let me go straight where I was supposed to go. Hey, I digress.
Well, I've had these allergies since I was about 11 or 12, and they said, don't worry, you'll grow out of them. I'll be 70 in September, and I'm wondering when that's going to kick in. But like I said, been here 12 years, and I've never had it this bad. And, you know, I usually have it for maybe a month at the most, and that's pushing it, because as you're changing seasons and the trees are blossoming and whatever else back there in that field is blossoming, all the allergens and pollen and stuff, I mean, it blows right into my apartment because of the direction I face, yeah. It's just weird that it's this bad this year, and like I said, I'll try to get some different eye drops from the eye doctor tomorrow. We'll see them first thing in the morning, so get that taken care of. Other than that, though, how's this new life working for you besides the church side of it? And maybe a little bit of golf. I think I heard you say you were out there once already. But are you adjusting to it quite comfortably, or are you still trying to, like, figure it all out?
Well, definitely still trying to figure it out. Right now, my brother-in-law's got a bunch of little things to do, and is that I was at the church 3 days last week. I was there today doing tech stuff, the IT side of the hats that I wear. And tomorrow, I'm going to go in and cut grass until it starts raining or the end of my shift, whichever comes first. So, yeah. Still trying to figure everything out, but the feeling like I'm on vacation is has come to an end. It finally sunk in. I'm finally realizing I don't have to go back to that hell hole, for better lack of better words.
Daily routine, daily grind, those things are over with. A set schedule, you know, something where you are accustomed to. I've been at this retirement thing for 12 years, obviously on a disability reason and not on my own calling or own doing. But the fact of the matter is this is, I'm still trying to somewhat adjust to it because you become busier. You have this thing with the church. I didn't do anything. When I quit working, I pretty much quit working cold turkey because I was starting to work in physical therapy and things like that. And my normal routine now is physical therapy and or chiropractic work to help with my lower back and hips, pelvis, all that conglomerate of bones, muscles, nerves, tendons, how it all works together when it wants to. So, yeah, you actually become busier, but on a more scrambled routine. That's how I've just accepted it to be. I don't know. All right. Well, I just thought I'd jump in, say hello, haven't talked to you in a while, and, you know, ask a couple questions. But it sounds like you're doing good, and I'm glad to hear it. So I will let you go. I will catch up with you somewhere on the airwaves. Have a good evening. Relax. Put your feet up. And enjoy your future. W8RCY.
Well, I'm on my way to the golf course right now. It's the first night of Monday Night League. And they didn't give us a lot of notice on it. For some reason, half the email list didn't get emailed the first time around, and he didn't know it. So I'm on my way there to pay and everything else like that and have a good time. And two of the three bowling leagues are done for the year. So, yeah, it's ever morphing into something else, but I'm getting it all figured out. Anyways, have a great day. Enjoy your peace and quiet. Keep the windows closed for a while, and we'll talk to you later. W8BDD. WSMG 656 or whatever it was. You're on the wrong band plan, dude. This is not GMRS.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Dakota and I are over on MI-5 if you want to jump over there, KKKJO.
Yeah, still don't have the radio in this car. Hey, Bailey.
Hey, KKKJO, how's it going, Lance?
Not too bad, just escaped.
They let you off for good behavior?
I don't know about that.
I don't know if it's on good behavior they just let me out. Maybe because my sugar was all off kilter and I ended up closing off at a customer while I was waiting for a controller to update.
An ADVF. I probably fell driving back from Wayne. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah, I let you out because I didn't want to deal with you anymore.
Well, first, my shoulder's been in constant discomfort all day today. Those muscles right along the shoulder blade. My sugar was below 90, so I had to eat, and I ate, and then I just could not keep my eyes open. I ended up dozing off. When I doze off, it's like I'm gone. My coworker says, yes, there's a couple times you stop breathing. I'm like, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, breathing's kind of important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. He says I was like heavy breathing or deep breaths or whatever else, and then go quiet. And hydroxyzine that I had, you know, that I took before bed last night at 9 o'clock, but I've just been dog tired. So I'm going to bed early, you know, like 9:30, quarter to 10. I'm not finishing my show until like gonked out. But that's a good thing, because I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That works for me. But, yeah, my heart rate goes, you know, my breathing pattern goes real slow, real slow. And then my heart rate drops a little slow.
You're dropping out a bit there, Tom. I don't know where you're at. But I'm going to make this my final. I'm turning down my street here, so I will catch you gents another time. NAPDF. Everyone have a good night.
It's 7-3 Dakota. Yeah, I'm up here in Bloomfield Township. So there's probably little pockets of dead zones up here somewhere. KCKGO. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, you're in there real strong. I know this feels like a little burst of interference. Be back in there real strong, so. Kind of weird. Yep, well, so you might be able to hit the filter machine.
Hey, KKJ, how's this land?
Hey, I can hear you there.
Yeah, I'm on Phil's machine right now. I'm right here at Orchard Lake and Telegraph, so should do a good hit right there. Thank goodness Phil's machine is still alive.
Yeah, somewhat. It's on the backyard tower, I believe, still. So yeah, as long as you're close to it, you'll get it. But it doesn't have the reach it once had.
Something's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's good to keep the pipes warm.
Yeah, now it's kind of wispy there because I'm at the Home Depot here in Pontiac because I got to get a lawnmower blade and change that out before we get hit with a bunch of rain tonight. I'll be back out, see if you're still there. KCKGO.
Yes, I'm hoping I can decapitate the medicine plants tonight, too.
Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Bill.
Got the kitties now?
No, they went to mom today.
Oh, so you got no chillins today.
Yep, Wednesdays and every other weekend, so don't have until Wednesday.
I got my lawnmower blade, I'm going to go home, I'm going to put it in and tell my wife, you bust this one, you buy the next.
She like finding rocks?
I don't know what she's finding, but she's the one that cuts the grass 99% of the time, so whatever she hit, bent the blade on one side and the thing rattles like a tin can, so I put a new pull bar on it last night for the drive wheels. I started it up and the thing was like shaking out of my hands. I'm like, what did you do? She goes, I did nothing. I'm like, bull. And I looked underneath and I go, you bent the blade. What'd you run over? She goes, I didn't run over anything. I'm like, you're the only one who uses this lawnmower, so can't blame it on anybody else but yourself.
Yeah, hopefully she didn't bend the crankshaft, too. Well, that could happen. last year, I had to clip a fence post. I thought I was, you know, zooming along the fence and got a little bit too close to the sun there, and hit the fence post and pushed the scalp roller into the deck, bent the deck, stopped the blade, and then the other blade had so much momentum and the belt was holding on to the pulley, it unscrewed the pulley from the blade and dropped that on the ground. Ended up having to buy a whole new hub for that blade and, you know, doing a little heat and beat to get the deck back out, bent, pushed out.
Oh, I remember that. You talking about that last year. Yeah. That was quite a trip.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, you know, a few weeks later, I did the same thing on the other side, but it hit the plastic chute and broke the chute. And they want more money for the chute, a little injection mold, a hunk of plastic, than they wanted for the fully machined, you know, cast aluminum machine with ball bearings pressed into it. Like, really?
Yeah, she doesn't use the side discharge, you know, because she likes them off the grass. So, except when it gets too long, then she has to, she wants to bag it. So, I'm like, fine. Try to get one that is mulching, cutting, and rear bagging. So, it's a Craftsman on it, 21 inch. I should be okay.
Yeah, and mine, I bought the mulch kit for it, but, I've got most of the yard, it's fine, but I've got some spots in the yard where it's just too hard to keep up, you know, or they get lots of fertilizer from the septic tank, you know. Get some spots or just, yeah, not worth it, just side discharge it.
coach said he has the same issue, like a 10 by 15 inch or 10 by 15 swath of grass that's like really fertilized compared to all the other areas.
Yeah, you can tell right where the distribution box is. That grass is about 4 inches higher than everything else.
That'd be the best place to plant your strawberries and your garden and everything is right there.
Yeah, they have the garden off to the side of it, which I think that might get some of the water flowing through. I throw that whole garden out because I don't garden. If I did, I wouldn't need one that big. And it was just ugly, overgrown, and full of weeds. So I tore it out, tilled it up, and filled it with reseeded it.
I'm heading to the end of the string for a fill machine. I'm about to jump back over to DJ.
TJ's is better or depends on which way you're going.
Going east on Hall Road, so that's a toss-up between TJ's on Central Michigan or Sean's on FBI.
Well, when I left, eastbound was pretty backed up, so... I don't know if you hit that yet or not, but I know over by Chrysler Explorer Road there, it was a parking lot.
Yeah, it's that time of day, 5:15. Everybody's getting out, everybody's going home, everybody's leaving town here and going back to their beautiful estates there on the east side.
Never really hit traffic there, unless there was an accident or something. Usually you start backing up about Mount Ryan or John R, I think, once you get closer where you get onto the surface street instead of the expressway. I don't know if they've got construction or what's going on over there.
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm right here at downtown Pontiac, and people are going, low.
Yeah. We're in a hurry to go nowhere.
Exactly. At least in L.A., you're moving 70 an hour, in congestion. Just it moves in big pockets, and if you get past those pockets, you kind of do pretty good.
Yeah, I've got no interest in that mess. I think Detroit's bad enough. I can't stand going into like Chicago or anything now. Static on that. I don't know if you go Mount Clemens or Warren.
I got back over to Detroit. I was on Mount Clemens zone.
Yeah, probably been far from Mount Clemens. And Warren usually get pretty good in Pontiac. Unless you're back behind one of the buildings or something, but I usually keep boring until I get up Sashabaugh Road now.
Yeah, Yeah, Warren's a little bit cleaner now, so I just jumped over to Warren.
Yeah, that sounds better.
So you don't have the 4550 in your car anymore or something? Or is that strictly a base unit for a DMR?
I haven't put it back in yet. When I got the new car, I put the analog in and haven't had the priority to put the DMR in, you know. There's been either crappy weather or too cold or whatever. I haven't had the priority to do it, so I had to put the analog in the spot where the 4550 was, so on the little board I mount all my radios to, so I gotta rethink how I put it in here. So I was kinda look at that last yesterday to see what I wanna do for that, but just haven't had the priority to do it yet.
Oh, I get it. I said once I got my interceptor, I didn't have radios in there right away, but then took a day and I'm like, I'm putting my radios in, so I spent a nice cold Saturday getting them wired in and working. Now both, I got the 4550 in there for UHF DMR, and I got my Alinco in there for analog VHF UHF.
It's a company vehicle too, so I can't really do whatever I want, you know. So ideally I would maybe make some brackets to piggyback off some brackets that are in there for the modules and whatnot, mount the radio permanently, but I'm really not supposed to be touching that stuff. I don't think I'm supposed to even have radios in the car, but you know, it's always one of the put them in there and don't tell anybody, and take them out when you turn it back in.
100%, that's why this hole is underneath, so they can't see them.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, that's part of the difficulty, is just trying to engineer ways to mount them in.
Well, you're an engineer. Engineer something.
Yeah, just gotta do it. Gotta do it, the best way possible somewhere. Something that doesn't take up the whole passenger seat. It's kind of nice that they will put the analog radio on the floor on the other car, but under both seats of this car there's modules, so they're already spoken for there, so it's real, I don't like putting them where the kids, when they get in with wet shoes, they drip water on their radios, so trying to find the best place for them. Ideally I'd like to have the remote head for the 4550, but that costs just as much as the radio to get one now.
What are you driving now for a company vehicle, a Durango?
No, it's the new Cherokee. And I had a Compass. That lease was up, and kind of deciding what I wanted to do. I was thinking of making the big jump, going to the Grand Wagoneer, and just ended up They released a pre-configured Cherokee, so they had them already built and just picked from a list instead of normally we order them, like if you're to go to a dealer and order a new car. So they had them already built, so picked from a list and ended up getting one of those.
Double-sided stick tape on the dashboard.
Yeah, I don't know. like that, I always wonder about, because they start stain them or leave sticky residue or something. If it was a regular leaf, I would do it, but this one, I don't know.
Well, I got everything mounted to the, well, better majority of stuff mounted to the center file box, lock box, whatever you want to call it. I got my Motorola's mounted below the cup holders, underneath where you can't see the screws, so when I take it out, you won't see it.
You still have the Havis console in there, or they take all that out? You can buy all the faceplates for the console and just, it'd be put in there just like the police radio would have been in there.
Well, I got a full-size van now. I don't have a little Transit anymore. I got one of the T-150s, the Transit 150s. So underneath the cup holder, kind of the center console slants underneath, and that's for the motor with that.
Oh, I was talking about your interceptor, the police radios.
Oh, the interceptor, the Alenco was mounted vertically using two bolts from the center metal console, and then where the MBT was mounted up there, the laptop or whatever, mount there. I put the XPR, and that's right above the siren console, so I can still see everything and, do what I gotta do. I couldn't push it all the way back towards the dashboard because of the power connections and the programming cable and the antenna. I'd have to get a 90 of this and all this other junk. I'm like, I'm not doing it, so. It's my car. I put them where I want. Nobody can see anything.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to worry about, too. There's some spots where the radio fit, but where's the power in the coax going to, run into? All sorts of things that you want it to look good and not look like a sloppy chucked in there.
Well, they're mounted in there, and the power connections go underneath the console and wire in underneath, because the cable goes from behind the back seat where the power terminal is at. I just strapped in there and then ran it all the way underneath the side trim up to the radios, and I got it all shoved underneath there. If you take the one of the side pieces off for the floor vent, there's a whole mess of wires in there, so it's in there, and I'm content with it, because nobody's going to sit there and mess around with it, because it's my car and nobody else's.
So you get the drill mobile at the strip club. yeah, that's one thing with those, police vehicles, you never know what's been done at the upfitter and everything, and what's dead wiring and what's needed for the vehicle.
Well, on my work van here, the cable, is all stuffed underneath the metal box, and then it's connected to the battery terminals behind me, and then the ground strap is on the cage, so that does just fine, even though I did find a negative battery post on the side of the driver's seat underneath the plastic cover. I'm like, oh, that's where that's at. But that's okay. It's working where it's at. Works for me.
Yeah, they'll put ground studs all over. Not all over the vehicle. I gotta put weld collets in every one of them, so. And if you've got a battery in the back, they'll have like little jumper things for in the front stuff. So, I've got my batteries in the back, and I've got a kind of wear it in there, and then I had to fish all the wire through the trim. I had to carry 2 days and was pulling the scuff trims off, and of course those things break when you pull down. Brand new car breaking the plastic already.
Well, that's what's nice about this being a used car. The cable's already there from all the equipment they put in there. So I just lift it up and just push it on, just tuck it underneath and go all the way around and underneath the dashboard and then behind the siren console and wire it all in there. There is some cables that are, you know, I don't know what they're for, but I'm not going to mess with them. You know, because all the lights work, so if I move a cable on my phone, okay, I did something, I don't want to do that. So, I was a little bit cautious, but then I got some module in there, some charge protect module that's underneath the center console, and then I got some other module that I put the switch and I'm supposed to be able to see out and keep the vehicle running. You know, I think I push a button or I don't know, trying to figure that out too. I'm still messing around with it. You know, I'll take the console. I took the console off and one time. I'm like, oh, what's this in here? Oh, what's this in here? Found the antennas from the old 900 equipment that was in there, and I hooked up my mesh tactic.
Yeah, that's. I think I can find some gems in those auction vehicles. I know. I have heard of people. They don't take the radio out the back or whatever. The guy up here, he got a car a couple months ago, and it had the Converticom for APX, and all wired up, and just drop his radio in and go.
Yeah, mine has some type of flashlight charger. And that there is where I've been. It's a, you know, it's a clamp, so I just wiggle my little mesh plastic node in there and screw the external antenna on it and plug it into the USB port. So that is right there. Sometimes I got to turn it on because it goes to sleep. But at least it's in there. I get good signal on it, so. Works for me.
Yeah, forget it. That works. Yeah.
Yeah, when my daughter gets home, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you on Discord.
Plastic or mesh cord, you know, it's kind of looked at it a few times, but depending on where I'm at, I don't know that I would even be able to talk to anybody with it.
KKK Joe. Well, I got one from Captain Don I was messing around with. That's upstairs with a little longer stick antenna on it. That sits in the front window of the house upstairs. And then I bought one. And put it all together. And I was charging up and driving all with it in my work van. I'm like, then I brought it in the house to charge. Forgot about it. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna put this in the interceptor. So I did. I squeezed it in there, put the antenna on it. There she sits.
Yeah, that's the one thing is the double-edged sword. Yeah, out in the boonies you got nobody to talk to, and if you don't have it, if you don't do it, then there's nobody for other people to talk to. You got the chicken and egg problem.
Yeah, I only check it every so often, you know. I said there's not enough of them out there, really. I started getting into it and checking it every day. I'm like, ooh, is there something on there? And then now there's really not much. And, you know, I get a message every time, you know, every so often here and there. Me and Captain Don are just trying to see what's going on. I haven't done that for a bit. Just to sit there. I keep looking at it.
Well, I'm at home, so I'll say 7381.
Alright, take it easy. I'll talk to you in the morning. KCK Joe.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WARCY, accidental bump in the key. No key. Sorry.
KF8 GBA testing. KF8 GBA listening.
KF8 GBA, this is KAWJ. It sounded pretty good there. What are you testing out?
KD8 AAA testing. KD8 AAA testing.
W8FU.
Did somebody have to stay after school? Somebody was bad or busy. W8RCY, and I responded to your last text.
Well, I was doing a little work for Phil, and it got in the after hours. I was there until 4:30 or so, and then I ran by the RPSC meeting to, I had some stuff for them, and I stayed there until I couldn't any longer, and then I had to run home and get some dinner, and now I'm behind on that. I was supposed to be home 12 minutes ago, but I called, and I got special dispensation, because I said, I'm going to stop and bring home some chow, so I'm going to run home. I'm at 14 Mile and Mound right now. I'm going to run home with the chow food ski. We're going to eat, and then after that, we'll see. I'll either drop down and drop this off to you, or we could do it in the morning, but I'd rather not have to do that. I can do it at my leisure right now, whereas in the morning, you know, I got to be. I mean, I'm almost always up early enough, but you never know. I could sleep in a little extra. Okay, well, you know me. I'm patient and flexible either way, and I don't know if you've actually read my message or not, and you're just calling, but they're predicting rain also coming to the area soon, and it's going to continue till about 7:15 this evening, so you might want to take that into your consideration as well. Either way, no rush. Just be safe in the process, and get yourself home and get your feet up and relax. I do appreciate it, and either way, thank you. All right, well, unless it's torrential, I got no problem with rain, and I think you, does your awning come out over the driveway as long as, you know, I pull up far enough, so if it was raining, I'd be able to pull up where you wouldn't get soaked, right? But I don't know why I can't visualize it.
Well, if you stay to the left in the loop and you hang a sharp right, you could probably just pull it right up under the awning and park it. That would be a sight to see on camera. But anyway, yeah, I've got plenty of coverage, and I don't think I'll melt for, you know, the 30 seconds to 1 minute that it's going to take to drop it off. I've got a jacket I can wear. I mean, as old as I am, I haven't melted yet, so... Either way, like I said, it's your call. I'll be standing by.
All right. Well, I'm at 13 and Mound, so I'm not far from home. Get home, eat, and then we'll go from there. All right. Man, there we go.
traffic's certainly better this time of day, but I just one thing after another, and next thing you know, I was, it's 5:30, and it's like, holy moly, was at the ARPSC meeting, which I didn't plan on going to at all. I was just going to drop something off. Wally was going to stop and pick something up, and I got tied up. It's been a crazy day. So I said, well, I'll just catch you, you know, and drop it off there. He was going to wait for me in the parking lot, but then I got tied up with this other stuff, and I said, I'll just come in and drop it off to you, and then, you know, so it's like, oh, man, next thing you know, it's I get off at 3:30. It's I didn't start on my way home until 5:30. Wife is kind of getting a little antsy about dinner. So, but with the Hardee's, I asked her, I said, you know, that's on the way. I said, can you find something there? And she found some big brisket burger, so I sure hope she likes it. She's very picky.
Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you for the public service announcement. The Hardee's at 14 and Mound, I'm guessing. Is that still there after all these years? I haven't been in that area in, like, decades, and that's the only Hardee's I know of in the area.
So, yeah, there's, it's 15, just north of 15 and Mound, and there's also one, I understand, in Hazel Park somewhere. I think maybe on John R. And I had forgotten about it, but when I tried to, I got their app, I downloaded their app because I wanted to look at the menu, and because, you know, the girl and I were debating over whether the burger my wife wanted had onions, because she's no onions. So I said, okay, and the girl said, well, it doesn't come with any. And I brought up the menu, and I said, yes, according to this, it does, but it can't have onions. So anyhow, I told her three times, so got it, it's got onions. Anyhow, bottom line is I brought up the app and it wouldn't find the store. You know, even though it had my location, literally a pin drop right where I was. But when I did a search for it by name, I said Sterling Heights, and boom, it popped up and it said Hazel Park too. And right then I go, oh yeah, I remember there was one down there somewhere. So I think John R. by 9 Mile, I think. It's been quite a while since I took notice. Whether there are any others or not, I don't know. I understand they're affiliated with Carl Jr.
Yeah, but it's been a while since I've seen a Carl's Jr. I mean, the Rallies and those kind of places. But Rallies and Checkers, I know, are affiliated with one another as well. And when I was still living on the east side, I used to go to the Rallies there at about 9 1/2 in Harbor area. By the new location of the Verizon store, and I'd go in there and get a burger if I was over at Verizon, so I know those kind as well. But I don't eat that much red meat anymore, so, I mean, I've even cut White Castles out of my life. If you don't want to count a White Castle as an actual burger or meat. Either way, all right, I got to go put some eye drops in, and if you do show up tonight, don't let my eyes scare you. They don't look good at all. WARCY, we'll see you when you get here tonight or tomorrow or whenever. Again, take your time and thank you.
All righty, yeah, I'm making my final approach here, so good timing. And I will, I'll let you know what I decide after I get fat and happy. WARCY.
W8RCY, W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I take it you're on your way. I could be. Is this good? It's very good. In the main activity center with a bunch of Middle Eastern people trying to decipher what the heck it is they're saying, and I'm failing miserably.
Well, there you go. Maybe they can teach you. Then you'll be bilingual. Or maybe you already are bilingual or more. And you could be, whatever, multilingual. Trilingual? Polylingual. Ooh. I would go with linguine first. It's not even Prince Spaghetti Day. You know what, Donald? I'm going to stop the party store here and grab myself a six-pack of something cold, because that way I can turn right in, right out, and then I have the light to turn left, so it'll be easier than having to turn left and in and out of that place on the way back. So I'm going to stop and get myself a six-pack of brewskis. No problem. Copy that. We'll see you when you get here. W-A-R-C-Y, and thank you. Hey, Donald, K-E-8-R-U-A, did you get your radio back? There is a brewski delay in the plans, so I should have it back shortly. Yep, I'm just pulling into the Madison, what do they call this place? I don't even know what they call it. It used to be Peak Party Store. I don't know what they call it now, but I'm just parking. All right, I'm going to run inside and grab myself a sixer. I'll be back. Hello, Anthony. Be right back. W-A-F-E. Hello, Sean. I might be in the driveway and getting out of the car by the time you get back. Enjoy your beers. Okay, I'm back to rolling right in front of Dollar General. Copy that. It was a bad boy at the liquor store. It is allowed.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah. WAPPD Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.